Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about forced vaccinations on the way. We're watching it incrementally take place. We're watching it as of the past year, in 2020, where incrementally we have been conditioned. We have been going through training sessions for submission to a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat government in America. This is the reason it's so vital for the folks in Georgia to vote and vote for those that are going to lead us and continue to allow our constitutional rights and privileges be sustained. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I hope you are, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm blessed and highly favored, just like Amen. Brother Daniel, after being in the lion's den all night long. I can look up and tell you that my God is able.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. But, Dr. Youngblood, I thank God for, everything that you're saying on the program on today. My message to all the people in Georgia has been it's a simple one. Stay away from the knockoffs. These two guys are basically knockoffs that are running for these two seats in the state of Georgia because they don't mean us any good. They're coming in inexperienced and with a lot of things in mind that's not going to benefit anyone, much less talking about the people that live in the state of Georgia. But what we are finding ourselves being in right now is similar to what Brother Lot had to experience over in Sodom and Gomorrah. This is what happens when degenerates are in control of society. They come in and make laws and they do things contrary to the way of life and especially to the word of God. So much to where God pronounced judgment like he did on Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm certainly hoping that that's not the case that will happen here or with us in America. We're praying, that God will continue to bless America. But yes, in order to keep things going in an orderly way, we have to get these knockoffs out of the way. When I go to the book of Romans chapter 1, this is kind of what I wanted to base my opinion on. Romans chapter 1, verse 22 through 24 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own bodies to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. This is what happens. This is what's happening in America right now because of the degenerates and the degenocrats. Of course, this is what I call them because every thought, every imagination, every law that they try to push forth on the American people is based on degenerates, degeneration, degenerate thoughts, degenerate actions. We will never be able to prosper until we get the right people in the right place that are God-fearing people that are willing to live according to the word of God. So this is what I have to say on today, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm hoping and praying that somebody will get a clear understanding of exactly where we are and come to grips with knowing that we still need to pray and ask God to change this situation around for us. Because I don't know about you or anyone else, but I feel like I know what you will say or how you will feel. We none don't want to see this country going in the direction that it's going.
That's right.
So we're going to pray that God will step in and change things and work it out in our favor. Amen.
Absolutely. You're speaking from a perspective that you're living there in Georgia, and you understand what is taking place. And with those two knockoffs, as you call them, and it's exactly correct, they have received several hundred million dollars from outside sources, from people like Facebook owner that has put in $450 million just into the Georgia races since November the 3rd, and others wanting a globalist governance, wanting a socialist, Marxist, communist regime. As Zuckerberg put in the $450 million, and others have put in millions, and Ossoff is receiving millions of dollars. Ossoff is a puppet of the communist Chinese Communist Party. And the citizens in Georgia, and I pray that they're listening to you today in your part of Georgia, and I'm prayerful that they will make the right decision, because it's not just what is best for Georgia. It's what is best for the nation that they're going to the polls and voting on today. It's a national preservation of our constitutional republic that's at stake. And so Amen. I'm thankful to hear from you, thankful for your stand, thankful for your prayers, and I pray that others will follow and will hear and heed what you're saying today. Pastor Amen. Davis, thank Amen. You so much for your input. Keep on praying, keep on looking up, and I'm prayerful that we'll know something about this race in the next couple of days. I don't know that it will be where the media will be brazen enough to call the election as they did for the presidential election, but there's the high possibility that they will announce something later in the evening about that, or late tonight, that is. So keep on praying, keep on looking up, brother. Ladies Amen. And gentlemen, Thanks. We're thankful. Thank you so much, Pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you've got a differing opinion. Perhaps you would like to ask questions or have dialogue. My consideration and concern today is what we're seeing as the big picture. It's not just the race in Georgia, howbeit that is a major integral part of the determination of the direction for this nation in the next years as to whether or not we become a socialist, Marxist, communist, dictatorial nation, or whether or not we'll be secure as a constitutional republic. But ladies and gentlemen, as I said earlier, we've gone through the preparation stages. We've gone through a training session in the past year. We've gone through the incremental submission program. There's the forced lockdowns and the businesses were closed, supposed to be just for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And you know, and I know, and perhaps you don't need to be reminded, but let me, at the risk of redundancy, remind us, it was a year, not just 2 weeks, that this took place. Then there was the mask mandates. The first, Dr. Fauci said mask would not do any good. And then 3 weeks later, he said everybody needs to wear a mask. And so for about a year now, almost a year, there's been the mask mandate by the governors and the mayors. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this, and I'll have another broadcast on the fullness of it. I am prayerful that you will get involved in contacting the Florida House of Representatives and the Florida Senate. Ask them to introduce legislation that will make it illegal for a governor or a mayor. The governor of Florida did well for this governor. But for mayors or future governors, the law would make it impossible for them to have a continual executive order. I think executive orders should be good in emergency for 30 or 60 days at the most. And then there must be legislation that allows them to go any further, where we the people have input, not just by a dictatorial executive order. I've already had two or three House of Representative members and a senator that said that they're going to introduce that kind of legislation. It's going to take pressure from we the people to demand that they do that. But the mask mandate, to wear a mask, and the sheeple driving down the street with the latex gloves on, the windows up, the air conditioning going, and a big old mask covering everything but their eyeballs, flying down the highways here in Jacksonville. I've watched it. Here's an article that says, do you check the mask that you're wearing? Question mark. This is written on the side of the box of any mask that you get. you don't believe it, pick up your box of masks and read on the side. On the side of the box, it says, this is a non-medical grade cloth face mask and is not intended as a replacement for medical grade personal protection equipment. Use in a medical setting, a replacement for other recommended measures to stop the community spread of coronavirus. This product makes no claim of any antimicrobial protection, antiviral protection, particulate filtration, or infection prevention against COVID-19, nor is it FDA approved product, end quote. In fact, further on the box of your mask that you're wearing, ladies and gentlemen, it will tell you that it's good for 2 to 4 hours at the most. Let me remind you, even in a medical setting, with the highest grade medical mask, a physician in the operating room is not allowed to wear the mask more than 45 minutes, 1 hour at the most, because he starts to become dizzy, disoriented, and his cognitive skills are greatly reduced. And yet we have folks in stores that are wearing masks 12 hours on a shift. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand we have been systematically trained to submit for the future total control of our nation. Now, you might say, well, that's a conspiracy theorist. No, it is not a conspiracy theory. It is fact. This is where we're going. You see, ladies and gentlemen, churches were told to close and to cease for 2 weeks, and that's been almost a year. And we've been trained, pastors have been trained to simply obey the government, not God. Pastors have been trained to fear COVID and not fear God, in the right sense of fearing God. Ladies and gentlemen, most have simply surrendered the Bill of Rights, and that's the schedule process. We've watched the Bill of Rights being set aside, and ultimately it will be shredded. Christians will have to submit to the socialist, Marxist, communist goals for the global reset, as it is called. In fact, most are not aware of that, and I've talked about it a little on occasion, but it is a fact. This is the reason that Joe Biden is pushing for Build Back Better. It is a communist term. It is a Marxist term to literally tear down a system and build it back better. And, of course, they're pointing to communism as the better build back, if I can use that reversed engineering of the words. Here's an article that says Davos, that's D-A-V-O-S, 2021, to feature Great Reset of Capitalism. The Great Reset Initiative to reform free enterprise and the world's democratic system promoted by globalists as a response to the coronavirus pandemic will be featured at the World Economic Forum, or the WEF, event in January, that's this month, that will serve as the run-up to the annual meeting of the world's most influential business and political leaders. The time to rebuild trust and to make crucial choices is fast approaching, they said, as the need to reset all of our priorities and the urgency to reform all systems of government and grow stronger around the world, end quote. And this is about a 5 or 6 page article. That's the essence of the article. That is where it is headed. Here's another article that says how the elitists are leveraging COVID-19 to reset the world. The article says, looking back at 2020, it's undeniable that this has been one of the strangest years in American history, from January's sham presidential impeachment to the coronavirus pandemic and economic destroying national lockdowns to widespread hysterical demands to defund the police, while Marxist mobs burned and looted American cities, the big tech scandalous suppressing journalism as it doesn't like, to big media openly siding with the senile and corrupt Joe Biden, while portraying President Donald Trump as mentally ill, racist, would-be dictator, to November's breathtakingly rigged election, likely the most crooked and corrupt in our entire history. In between these wall-to-wall crises, blue state mayors and governors still found time to close churches while keeping strip clubs open, destroying as many small businesses as possible, while encouraging rioting and threatening law-abiding citizens with arrest and imprisonment for having too many people in their homes for Thanksgiving and Christmas. This article continues. The widespread anxiety, confusion, distrust, and most of all anger, fear, resulting from these events all but guarantees ongoing division and violence throughout America, if not outright total civil war. Further, the article states, what we cryptically call the left is, of course, always trying to reset, reform, transform the world as it is a fundamental revolutionary communist worldview. And it goes on to talk about Barack Obama and his statement that he was going to fundamentally change America and the ultimate change taking place today. In case the Great Reset global elitist, including right here in America, are intent on leveraging the coronavirus pandemic into a completely new world system. And it goes on to talk about that. Whereas Trump as president has been represented first America first and all the traditional norms and constitutional underpinnings of genuine American greatness, Joe Biden is fully on board with the Great Reset for all of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's plan is to merge America into a world globalist system. Joe Biden's plan is not the plan to build back better, as he calls the term, which is a communist term. He's not talking about building America back better. He's talking about destroying. You have to destroy the economic engine. You have to shut down the business. You have to shut down the capitalistic system. You have to destroy what is called capitalism today, which has made America great for 245 years. You have to destroy that in order to then stand up the shadow government, which is nothing more than a Marxist, socialist, communist form of government. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we have been, if you please, conditioned to believe, conditioned to accept. This is the reason the government keeps talking about sending a stimulus check. It's to get the nation's populace to accept a monthly check from the federal government. Yes, that's the capitalistic, Marxist, socialist, communist system that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the other three in the squad. That's exactly what they want to see for America. As you recall, one of the former presidential candidates talked about the fact that in his form of government, that every citizen in America would receive, every person, he included the non-citizens, every person in America would receive a $2,000 a month check for them to utilize, to spend. That's throwing crumbs at we the people. But of course, that's the elitist mindset. The elitist mindset is that they know better for us. They know what to do for us. They know how America should be. They know whether we need to have weapons or not. They know whether we need to have medical care or not. And ladies and gentlemen, they do not know. In fact, when you look at the big picture, we need to recognize what is on the agenda for America. Churches, as I said, were told to close. Most have stayed closed today. Now, the vaccines, don't forget, don't leave them out. Don't leave it out. The vaccines are here. No longer do we consider the serious side effect. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the most serious side effects that could be imagined, some of the most serious side effects that could be considered are taking place, and we're not being told about it, generally speaking, with the vaccines that's now being administered to the populace. But the vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, is not an end-all, cure-all. As we're being told now, it's not just one shot. You got to have two. With the Pfizer, with the Moderna, you got to have three. And there's three other major vaccinations now that's on the horizon for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks that will be coming out. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's already set it up so that these pharmaceutical entities that's manufacturing the vaccine, they are insulated by federal law that you cannot sue them for damages if it harms you, hurts you, or you are killed as a result of the vaccine. Now, I'm not trying to be overly theatrical in what's being said or to overstate it, but we need to understand what's in those vaccines. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, on the 16th, that's the on a Saturday, the 16th of January, 9:30 to 12:30, we are having a seminar here on the campus of our church in the major auditorium where Dr. Steve Grable will be teaching, will be lecturing in that seminar. Dr. Grable is a board-certified, 30-year board-certified physician, and he's going to talk about vaccines, what's in them, whether you should take them or not, what is the harm of wearing a mask. What is the immune system like? What does the vaccination do to our DNA? Does it change it? Does it permanently alter who we really are? Does it make a difference in our future cognitive skills and abilities, et cetera, et cetera? That's on the 16th of this month. That's on a Saturday, 9:30 to 12:30. The public's invited. There's no cost to it. It's a free seminar. We're asking you to come and to be enlightened and to ask your questions to a board-certified physician as to what he recommends and what he doesn't recommend. He has a local practice, a local medical practice here in the geographical area in the Jacksonville community, in the metro area. So I invite you to come. It's important for you to understand what we're dealing with in that area. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no evidence, none whatsoever, of the real benefit for the vaccines. None. They've not had any long-term. It was 3, 4, and 5 months practice and trial. It was not a long-term trial. Generally, a vaccination takes anywhere from 36 months to 60 months to perfect it. I understand the mindset of the administration that put it on the fast track with what was called warp speed. I understand the white-jacketed emperors that were around him telling President Trump what he needed to do, or 2.2 million people in America would die. Some are going into shock immediately after taking the vaccination. Some are passing out. Some have serious results. Ladies and gentlemen, one nurse had to be put in ICU as a result of the vaccination. There's been over 5,000 major events during just the first few weeks now of the vaccination going out. Some, ladies and gentlemen, actually contracted the COVID-19 pathogen after taking the vaccination. But wait a minute, big brother, big government now plans to force you, plans to force me and to force you to take the vaccination. Here's an article that says lawmakers consider plans to vaccinate residents by force. The New York lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow the governor to remove. Listen to this terminology now. In New York, they are considering a bill that would allow the governor, that's a single person, an individual, to remove anyone that's deemed to be a threat to the health of others. The plan essentially would give authorities permission to put citizens behind bars and vaccinate them without any due process. This bill is not only a threat to the Constitution of New York and the people of New York, but also to everyone in America if you consider the way certain legislation can spread throughout America in this age of crisis. And it goes on to talk about the bill. It will amend the public health law in New York in relation to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public's health. Once some health department worker thinks a New Yorker is a carrier or a contact to a carrier, that person, now listen, this is without any due process, a healthcare worker can just think that you've come in contact with someone that may have been introduced to COVID. They just think that. That person could be seized and held without a hearing, held without due process, held without bond for a period of time to determine by the health department, the report explained. The New York Assembly website says the proposal is active before the health committee. It calls for the removal and the detention of anyone or everyone that say that a person doesn't have to be identified or to be taken into custody. Only a reasonable suspicion is all that is required, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if that frightens you or not. It does me. I am reminded when we see these things coming about, we need to recognize that God's still on the throne, that God's still in control, that God's still in charge. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this little parenthetical footnote into these statements. If God allows Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to become the leaders of the free world, America, if God allows that, it's going to be because God is preparing to pour out his judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ. He will allow it and only in for the benefit of God's judgment on a nation that's banned God, banned the Bible, banned Jesus, banned prayer in the public arena, and has taken the position that we don't need God. That's exactly what we see happening. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in unprecedented times, and it demands our prayer. I'm looking at an article about George Mueller. George Mueller was a missionary. George Mueller was a Christian. This article says about George Mueller, unprecedented times has been a common phrase and used this year as attempts are made to explain the gravity of the situation we find ourselves in with the coronavirus pandemic. It is in our difficult days, we can learn important lessons from heroes of faith who have gone before us. George Mueller was well acquainted with the effects of a pandemic. In the 1930s, cholera devastated the world in which George Mueller lived. As George ministered to the sick, trusting the Lord for safety, he was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking as the truth unfolded. The death of so many was leaving children to fend for themselves, no home, no family to turn to, no one to provide for them, no safety, etc., etc. Further, he says, driven by the care for these, Mueller opened the first orphanage in April of 1836. Further, the beginning of anxiety is the, George Mueller made this statement, the beginning of anxiety, this is what I want you to hear, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. But ladies and gentlemen, as people of faith, as Christians, as Christian pastors and Christians, we need to faith God. The anxiety, the fear ought to dissipate. We need to know that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of faith. He wants us to faith him and trust him and turn to him and look to him, and the realization and the recognition that our only hope today lies in the hands of God. We need to turn to him and seek him in humility, confessing our sins, confessing the sins of our nation, asking him to intervene and to heal our land, asking him to intervene and to allow President Donald J. Trump to be in office for another 4 years to give us an opportunity to turn back to God. It's because, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. America's been lied to. We've been tricked into believing that masks are needed. We've been tricked into believing that we must everybody be inoculated with the vaccine. We're being lied to, and we're incrementally brought into submission so that we're ready to, with open arms to embrace a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic leadership in America. And I beg you today, I plead with you today, turn to God, ask God to heal America, ask God to give victory in this election, ask God to stand before our congressmen in the House and the Senate during this week as they debate the Electoral College votes, and ask God to give us victory and put Trump back in office for another 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.